Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. There are plenty of interesting storylines as the Patriots prepare to face the Steelers here at Gillette Stadium this Sunday in week number 9. Inside the Pats locker room on Thursday afternoon, we heard from several players on some of those storylines, and here's what they had to say in Locker Room Uncut.
We know this isn't going to be any type of easy game or anything. When, you know, two kind of AFC rivals go at it, you know, you kind of throw away records and all that. It's going to be a good football game. You know, it's going to be a tough physical game, and we got to match their physicality. They're always known to play like that, and you know, we have to match it and be ready to go on Sunday.
You know, I think that, you know, they're doing everything possible to help the team. So, you know, Isaac is a great football player. He's been in the league for a long time now, and I know he's a talented inside defensive lineman, and he's going to help us.
They're a good team. They got a great defense. They got guys there, especially in the secondary, that have been playing for a long, long time. So, I don't think we're really concerned about them right now. We know they're a good football team.
He kind of does a little bit of everything. You know, he's not one of those hybrid guys like that split out and they don't actually sit in there and block. You know, he does that. And he'll also split out and, you know, he'll play a little bit at mid position too. So he's one of those old-fashioned tight ends that, you know, run, block, and do that, but also great in the pass game. So we'll have to be prepared. You know, the last couple weeks we've seen tight ends that have been more, you know, closer to receivers than, you know, that traditional tight end. So he's going to bring back, you know, a little bit of that physical tight end play that we see a little bit out of Gronk and guys like that. So it's going to be a tough matchup. And, you know, he's been a guy that's been consistent for them for a lot of years. So we'll definitely have to know where he's at and be prepared to stop.
It's very important. I think, you know, right now we're at the point where we're just really focusing in on this game and, you know, putting all our effort into going out there to play a great four quarter game there. You know, I think last week, you know, again, we didn't play the way we really wanted to. So just really focusing in on the things that we have to do as a team to play well come Sunday.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm starting to get more and more comfortable as time goes on, and the more reps I get, the more comfortable I get.
How about on Sundays in the games? You know, obviously that first game against New Orleans was you know, there's some heroics there at the end. How have the games been going for you and your comfort level with Tom?
Good. You know, it's coming along. You know, like I said, I get more comfortable.
I mean, I've been doing this for a couple of years now, guys, so this isn't the Boston Red Sox beard right here. This is just the Ninko beard. I've been doing this for like 3 years, so, you know, we'll see how many of those guys shave them off, you know, because they're not, you know, I'm sure Ellsbury's taking his off. But, you know, he's – yeah, I did, yeah. Congrats to those guys. It's, you know, it's a great – you know, when you're a little kid, you're thinking about playing in the Super Bowl, the World Series, and you get to that point and you win it. You know, it's got to be pretty special. I'm still, you know, trying to get to my win in the Super Bowl.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.